Welcome to the weekend. Welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee. I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And thanks again for taking some time to invest in your relationship with Jesus today. We've been wrapping up our series on forgiveness this week. These last 3 weeks, hopefully, have been super impactful for you. I know that it's been challenging, even in my own life, thinking about how I have been thinking about forgiveness and just reminding myself each week that forgiveness becomes possible for me when I make forgiveness personal in my life. And so hopefully that's been ministering to you. So today, just to wrap things up, I want to look at Acts chapter 3, verse 19. This is after Peter heals the lame man and kind of experiences some opposition. He turns and says these words, "Repent therefore and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out." And what we just wanted to focus on today is just the importance of repentance in the Christian life. Our regularly going to God and asking for forgiveness, not because if we don't, we won't receive it, but knowing that in Christ, we already are forgiven. But it's this reminder that because of our repentance of our sins, that we realize that our sins have been blotted out, that they have been washed away. The blood of Christ purifies us, cleanses us, and makes us more like Jesus. And so as we think about forgiveness, and maybe just to internalize it here for just a moment, so often when we are feeling frustrated, upset, angry, perhaps with a loved one, a friend, or just a complete stranger who did something that hurt us, that forgiveness, it starts with us, right? It begins with us looking inside and saying, okay, Lord, I'm no longer going to hold that against somebody else. I'm no longer gonna make them pay because Jesus has paid for my sins. And because of that, Lord, I want to be one who leads by example in repentance in our lives. And so God, help me to be the kind of person who regularly repents of my sins, Lord, that sees my wrong, that sees when I have wronged someone else, Lord, and ask for your forgiveness, that recognizes, confesses my sins, admits what is wrong, and receives the forgiveness that I have in Christ already. And so, Lord, maybe you would just help each of us now as we're listening, God, just to kind of turn this into a prayer for us. That we would just right now in this moment, if there's any sin in our hearts or in our lives, God, if we have resentment towards someone because of what they've done, if we have this sense of bitterness, God, if we just have anger inside of us, God, help us to repent first of that. Lord, help us to see the wrong, the evil, the death that's trying to create in our hearts and in our relationships, God, and bring that to you. And God, ask for renewal within our lives. God, help us to be courageous in the way that we interact with others, that we would invite others, Lord, to see their sin and to acknowledge that before you, God. And Lord, we just want to thank you. Thank you for the gospel. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you that we get to experience our forgiveness of our sins so that, Lord, we can then turn and give that to others. For what we have received, God, we want to give to others. And so, Lord, as we just end this now and in this series, Lord, help us to be the kind of people that don't take forgiveness lightly, would not minimize it, but Lord, would see the seriousness of our sin, knowing that it sent Jesus to the cross, but remind ourselves that he rose again. He died for our sins to make us new so that we too could practice and live out freedom from our sin, and the reality that we can walk in light of that freedom and offer forgiveness to our brothers and sisters. And so may we keep trusting you, God, to heal the broken parts within us and keep renewing us, Lord, to walk in light of that freedom. We lift this up to you, Jesus. Why don't you take a moment and why don't you pray?